NYC Tent City Serves Migrants Culturally Appropriate, South American Fare. By John Binder on October 20, 2022. Hundreds of border crossers and illegal aliens staying at New York City's pop-up Tent City on Randall's Island will be served culturally appropriate meals, city officials said, as child hunger has skyrocketed in recent years across the city. While giving a tour of the Tent City, which will house about 500 single male migrants who arrive on buses sent from Texas and Arizona, New York City Emergency Management Commissioner Zach Iskel said meals will be culturally appropriate. "The meals are all culturally appropriate, it is South American fare," Iskel said. "The menu rotates on a regular basis." That comes as the latest report on child hunger in New York City shows that 55% more children are going hungry today than years prior, and 1 in 4 do not know where their next meal will come from. Families across New York City are struggling amid surging prices for food, rent, and other necessities, all at a time when free school lunch will be harder to access, an executive with City Harvest, which reported the data, said earlier this year. In 1 month alone, City Harvest fed more than 500,000 New York City children at its mobile pantries and soup kitchens, far more than the less than 340,000 children that were served meals in February 2020, just before officials shut down the state in response to the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. As Breitbart News reported, the Tent City for Migrants bus to the sanctuary jurisdiction will be provided with around-the-clock snacks, coffee, and tea, as well as Xbox game consoles, televisions, couches, popcorn makers, foosball tables, board games, phones for international calls, and free Wi-Fi. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.